USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will put out the welcome mat in November to air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The decision announced by the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Jeff Zients, marked an abrupt shift from President Biden's stand last week that said it was not the right time to lift any restrictions amid rising COVID-19 cases. The options for thousands of Haitian migrants stranded at the U.S.-Mexico border are narrowing as the Border Patrol is sending 6 expulsion flights to Haiti Tuesday, and Mexico will begin busing some away from the border. Some 13,000 Haitians swelled the border encampment at Del Rio, Texas over the past several days. A frail Phil Collins and Genesis started their farewell tour in Birmingham, United Kingdom, Monday night. 70-year-old Phil Collins was singing from a wheelchair on stage and remained seated throughout the concert. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Please put out more money for your Christmas tree this year. Looks like inflation is not going away anytime soon, so expect to pay more for the holidays this year. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The most wonderful time of the year is approaching, and it may come with a higher price tag. That's especially true for artificial trees, which are expected to cost more than usual. CNN reporting that some artificial tree sellers are bumping up their prices by double-digit percentages. Companies like Balsam Hill out of California say it's due to high shipping costs. Those selling holiday decor are also feeling the strain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
95 shopping days before Christmas. Celebrities do get different COVID rules than us regular folk. Los Angeles Department of Health insists the Emmy Awards show over the weekend did not violate restrictions because it's classified as a TV production and stars are considered performers. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The battle for election integrity in Georgia is moving forward. A court hearing in Fulton County started Monday to determine whether attorneys can audit mail-in ballots. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Raffensperger on MSNBC.
Well, we've had multiple investigations. In fact, prior to his letter, we already had begun an investigation of this, and we will finish that up and then send our findings over to the State Election Board. But at the end of the day, we've been rebutting and fighting all this misinformation, disinformation for over 10 months now, and it's not healthy for American democracy. But what we've seen is people lose an election, you know, as low as the PTA level all the way up to the president, not accepting the will of the people. And that's not healthy for America. I'm a lifelong conservative. I'm a Reagan Republican. And I know that at the end of the day, I have to always choose the country over the party. My job is, as a constitutional officer, is to make sure we have honest and fair elections in the state of Georgia. I wrote a 10-page letter to Congress. Unfortunately, when they got it on January 6th, they were focused on other matters. But I put that in my book, Integrity Counts. And I really go through line by line, point by point. When they said that there were thousands of dead people that voted, we found less than a handful. They said that there were 66,000 underage voters, there were zero. They said that there was thousands of unregistered voters that voted. There weren't any of those.
Georgia State Senator Burt Jones says taxpayers deserve to audit the 147,000 absentee ballots. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.